Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, it's DJ Gatsby. You're listening to Who's Who Left and Rick on the Blog Talk Radio Show. We're in the studio. My guest today is going to be author Trinity Duquesne. Trinity, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
All right, everybody. Welcome Trinity Duquesne to the show. I'm so glad to have you on here today, baby. Hold on one second here. I gotta get my audio right. I had a little special intro for the day. We'll make sure I got it right.
Okay.
Yeah. It's my little theme music in the background right there. Once again, Who's Who Left and Rick on the Blog Talk Radio Show, DJ Gatsby. Yeah. Trinity Duquesne in the building. Thank you so much for coming on, baby. Anyway, that's a song that was supposed to start. But I had the other song from last week still on there. Anyway, you already know what it is. I got a couple of people online. Y'all got to hold on a second. Yeah. That's why we are hot. You already know what it is. Once again, Trinity Duquesne. How you doing, baby?
I'm good.
All right, so before we get started, tell the people who you are and what it is that you do.
I'm Trinity Duquesne. I'm an author signed under Raquel Williams Presents.
So you said you're signed to Raquel Williams Presents Publishing. Now, you were actually published before you signed with her. So tell us about that first book. Am I correct with that?
No, I published my first two books with Raquel Williams. I had a third book that I published myself. But I didn't do it until after I published the first two with Raquel.
Okay. So I stand corrected with this. So you did do it. What was the name of that book?
The book that I published on my own is Gathering Lilies.
Okay. And what is the book that you currently have out with Raquel Williams? That's the one I want to hear about.
Thoughts, Ambitions 1 and 2, and my third one is to be released soon, Thoughts, Revenge, which is the finale to the Thoughts, Ambitions series.
Okay, Thoughts, Ambitions. Now, I've heard that word thought, and I've heard a lot of descriptions and definitions as to what it is. So what exactly is a thought, and tell us a little bit about Thoughts, Ambition.
A thought is basically a whole. They basically say that whole over there. That's what I recollect it to be. My book is about a group of girls where their ambition is to get out the hood. They're in the hood, they want to get out the hood, and they're going to do it by any means necessary. And they meet a group of guys that they think that they can kind of trick into getting them or helping them get out the hood. When it don't work the way that they see it is, then they take routes to get the money on their own. By robbing, stealing, and killing.
Okay. That's a very interesting definition of that word. And that whole over there, that's what I heard that it was. Mm-hmm. But not shocked with the title. I'm sure it fits the books. As you know, I didn't get a chance to read any of your books yet. I'm looking forward to doing that. But now I have a thorough understanding as to exactly what a thought is. Now, where are you from? And, you know, and where do you live now?
I'm from North Carolina, and I live in North Carolina.
Okay, what part? You going to rep your city?
Burlington, North Carolina.
Okay, all right, Burlington, North Carolina. Yeah, I heard of that. It's a nice place. I ask this question to everybody that comes on the show. How has your life changed since you published your books. I know Raquel is fabulous. It's a great company and business that she has over there. She's a mentor, mm-hmm. and, you know, she helps a lot of people out. How has your life changed since you released those books with her?
Well, I'm getting, you know, recognition as an author, and my work is getting recognition, you know, and I'm meeting a lot of great readers, great authors, and other publishers as far as, you know, through Raquel Williams Presents, as well as, you know, just, you know, getting my name out there further out of North Carolina and just getting reaching a broader amount of people.
All right. Well, that's what most authors want. You want to get known. You want to reach readers in other cities and other states and mm-hmm. kind of get people to appreciate you for your work. Now, I have a couple of people on the line that don't know who they are or why they're calling. I'm just going to check them out. Maybe they're calling for you.
Okay.
All right. We got somebody calling from 415 area code. You have a question for Trinity?
What's going on, man? It's Lyrics Brown. I just wanted to call in and show my sister love and tell her that I'm super proud of her and to keep doing her thing, man. I'm also an author over at Raquel Williams Presents. So just showing that team love.
Thank you, Lyrics.
All right, what's your name again, my brother?
Lyrics Brown.
Lyrics Brown. I've seen some of your books actually promoted on Facebook, Twitter, and
appreciate
probably Instagram
it.
As well. Yo, thanks for calling in, man. We got somebody else
exactly.
that's calling in. We got somebody else that's calling in from the 678 area code. You have a question for Trinity Duquesne?
Yes, I do. My question
What's your name, sweetheart?
Okay, my name is Tina Baker.
Okay.
And I live here in Burlington, North Carolina. So, but my question for Trinity Duquesne is, who inspired you to write your book?
Well, the Thoughts Ambition series, I wasn't inspired to write it from anyone. It was just a dream that I had, and I just had to bring it into reality, just like the Gathering Lilies book. I dreamt some things up, and I just turned it into a reality from a dream that I had.
Okay. I have another question, if I can.
Sure, go ahead, sweetheart.
Okay. What is the hardest thing about you writing your book?
Like getting the scenes out, you know, to come together. I want each scene to come together, and I want it to make sense. I don't want it to look like I'm doing stuff all over the place, so I have to do my research. I have to make sure that everything is making sense and that people be able to relate to what I'm talking about and understand what I'm saying.
Cool. That's fabulous. I love it.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks for calling, sweetheart. We got somebody else that's calling in from the 704 area code. You have a question or comment for Trinity Duquesne?
No problem.
You got to speak up? Well, I guess you don't really have nothing for Trinity Kane. We got somebody else that's calling in from the 630 area code. Hold on a second now. I can't get that line open. All right, you're calling in from 630 area code. You got a question or comment for author Trinity Kane? Oh, they even hung up. Anyway, 202 on African American Led Blog Talk Radio Show, DJ Gasly. We're live on the air with author Trinity Duquesne. She's the author of Thoughts and Ambition Trilogy. It's published by Raquel Williams Presents. And we're having a great time. Trinity, now, what's next for you? You got the three books out. What's next? Are you working on another book or are you working on another series at this time?
Yes, I'm working on placed a title on it yet, but I'm working on another book that will be published under Raquel Williams. I also have a book that I'm doing on my own, Dead Man Plantation. So those are the next two books, you know, that I'm working on right now.
All right, that sounds good. Go ahead.
I've actually been posting a little something on Facebook called Reservations of Me, and I've had a lot of people inbox me or, you know, message me on my post and tell me that I need to make that into a book, too. So that may be something I'm doing in the future as well.
All right, we got somebody else on the line. Let's see if I can get them to say something. All right, let us call it from 678. Did you already speak to Trinity?
Yes, I did.
Okay, just hold on a second, sweetheart. All right,
We got somebody calling from the 202 area code. Do you have a question or comment for Trinity Kane?
Hi, good evening. This is Lady Stiletto. Hey, Trinity.
Hey, Lady Stiletto.
Hi, I was just calling to show you some support. I'm listening to the show because I'm doing some writing right now, so I'm just going to lay back and listen to the show. Hey, DJ Guesty, how are you?
I'm good, sweetheart. Listen, are you also an author with Raquel Williams Presents?
Yes, I am.
All right, tell us the title of your latest book.
I have two out. My series is Bonds of Deception, and I have another one, a standalone, that will be dropping next week on the first, called His Perfect Match.
All right. Well, listen, make sure you reach out to me and let me know about your books. I'd love to have you as a guest on the show as well. You know, I rocks hard with Raquel Williams Presents and all the authors that she has. So, listen, thanks for calling in. And make sure you let me know, you know, about your books, and we can get you on the show sometime.
Oh, great. Thank you so much.
All right. Once again, this is Who's Who in African American Lit, Blog Talk Radio Show, with your host, DJ Gatsby, a.k.a. the book critic, also known as Mr. Grown and Sexy. I want to give a big shout-out to my sponsors that are actually sponsoring the show. We're kind of going public, and we have a lot of people that's working with us behind the scenes to help us bring our show to you guys. First of all, George Lyon Cash, author of The Good and the Bad. Also, Tunica Kane with her latest book. Sonovia Alexander, Eartha Watts Hicks, Joy Elan, as well as Athena Dent, and many, many more. I'll be talking about these authors and mentioning them more as the show goes on. But it's all about Trinity Kane and her latest book, Thoughts Ambition. And Trinity, what plans do you have for 2016? Are you going to be doing any book events? Are you going to be touring or doing any signings anywhere?
I'm going to try to make at least 90% of the book events, book fairs that they have going on. I will be in D.C. With Raquel Williams Presents team and any other book fairs that come about. And I'm also trying to put together a book tour for myself, at least, you know, get to East Side right now and move forward after that.
Yeah, that's what's up. Oh, you know, big shout to Sisters on Lit, and the Sisters on Lit Book Fest is going on in D.C. I think it's happening in March. So big shout to Papaya and everybody down with the Sisters on Lit Project and the book festival that's coming up. Make sure you check that out. Go on their website, www.solbookfest.org, and sign up or just go on out to that book festival that's going to be happening. We got another caller that's calling from 704. Let's see if there's somebody trying to talk to you. All right, caller from 704. You have a question or comment for Trinity the King?
Hey, Trinity.
Hey.
It's D. Newton.
Hey, B.
Hey, just calling in to show you some support. I'm listening. I had my phone on mute when he announced me last time.
Okay.
So I'm just calling in to show my support. I'm listening.
I appreciate it.
Oh, my sister, are you an author as well?
Yes, I'm under Raquel Williams as well.
And what's your name again?
Z. Brown Newton.
Okay. All right. Once again, you know, thanks for calling in the talk show. Appreciate you calling in and supporting the sister. And don't forget, check me out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, who you are and what you got going on. I'd love to have you as a guest on the show at some time in the future.
Okay. I sure will. And thank you.
It's all good, baby. All right. We got one more call from 630. Let's see what this is, Trinity.
Okay.
All right, Carl, you're calling in from the 630 area code. Is that La Erotica?
Yes, it is.
All right, I got
How's
you on
everybody?
Deck. Everybody's good. You going to say a few words to Trinity the King before you come on?
Sure. I just want to, you know, say I've been looking at her work, and it's definitely inspirational. This is my first published work as far as a storyline. So the way you write is definitely very visual.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right, that's what's up. La Erotica, she's also our guest. She's a poet, and she's going to be coming on in just a few minutes.
Okay.
Trinity, is there anything you want to say to your fans and readers before you go? You know, any shout-outs or anything like that?
I just want to thank everybody for calling in, and want to say that, you know, the support that the Raquel Williams team shows, that's the main, you know, that's one of the best things about being signed with her, because we all show each other support. And it basically shows, you know, tonight with everybody calling in, and I appreciate that. The readers are great. I love interacting with them, and I just look forward to sharing my work with, you know, sharing more of my work with them. And I hope they like it just like I like writing.
All right, that's what's up. And where can people find you if they're looking for you on social media? Give us your Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and where they can get your books at.
My books right now are available on Amazon.com, and I have, you know, paperbacks that's going to be coming soon. I'm on Twitter. My Twitter is Trinity Duquesne, you know, on Twitter, as well as LinkedIn and Facebook.
Okay. Well, that's what's up, yo. You can hang around and listen to the rest of the show. Live Erotica is going to be coming in a minute. Once again, it's Who's Soon After Greg and Lit, Blog Talk Radio Show with your host, DJ Gatsby. Now, Trinity, thank you so much.
Thank you for having
me. And also, thanks to everybody that's been calling in to support you. So now, our guest, Live Erotica, is in the building. How you doing, my sister?
I'm doing great. How are you?
All right. Now, listen, how do I address you? Do I call you La Erotica? Do I call you La? What do your friends call you?
Most people call me La. La is fine.
All right. All right, we got La Erotica, a.k.a. La, in the building. She's a published author. Her latest project is Chronicles of Passion, Book 1, Alexandria Unveils. It was released on December 12th, 2015, receiving a lot of buzz, a lot of talk about this fantastic erotic poet. Tell everybody a little bit about who you are and where you're from, Lyra.
Well, I'm from Chicago. I've been writing poetry for a very long time, since high school. Won a couple of contests. Decided one day, you know what, I have all these works and I'm ready to share them with the world. I think as artists, you know, we are most critical on ourselves as far as what we put out there, because, you know, nobody wants to be told they have an ugly baby. You know what I mean? So for artists, when you do your work and you put it out there, it's kind of like sending your child out to the world. But it's been a good journey. I also have some music that's being produced for my book as well. A soundtrack for the book. So it's been really good. I've been had the opportunity to kind of grace the stage with the Poonanny Poet, who has a show on HBO. I've done some things with the Meow University. So just getting started kind of on the scene for the past maybe 3 years, it's been some great doors opening.
Okay. Now, you said you've actually been a poet for a while and you've actually been touring or doing spoken word or performing your poetry over the past 3 years, you said?
Yes.
Okay, and you're from Chicago. Yeah, I know a lot of friends. The spoken word poetry scene is alive and well out there. You know, a lot of friends out there who are poets in their own right and very, very successful. Now, I got a question for you. Now, the name Poet La Erotica, what does that mean? Is there a meaning behind it?
Sure. La Erotica is kind of a derivative of my name, the name my mom gave me. We won't talk about that. But I feel like as far as La Erotica, every woman embodies that. And right now we're at a time where women, we're more sexual for ourselves opposed to for somebody else. So it just kind of celebrates that in the sense of it's okay with having an erotic side to yourself.
Okay, so that's the name Poet. Erotic is the root of your name, and the erotic side of your writing is what it sounds like. Now, do you consider yourself an erotic poet, someone who writes, you know, erotic poetry or spoken word? How would you describe your work?
I'm just going to my look more sensual in nature. Some people who are very heavy in the erotica may get, I think it gets a little more abstract for other people if you're just, you know, going by erotica itself. But my things are more sensual in nature, so it's a good blend of both worlds, the erotic side as well as the sensual side. So I know some great poets as far as and writers that kind of really push the envelope. This is a good medium. As far as my readers are concerned, and some of the people that are, you know, people that follow me and support me, it doesn't go too far, but it doesn't stay too safe.
Okay. Yeah, once again, it's Who's Who in African American Lit Blog Talk Radio. It's your host, DJ Gatsby. We have poet La Erotica on the line. She's from Chicago, and we're talking about her latest book, Chronicles of Passion, Book 1, Alexandria Unveils. Now, Erotica, we have a caller on the line. Let's see if that caller has a question or comment for you.
Sure.
All right, we have a caller, area code 912, on the line. You have a question or a comment for poet La Erotica? Obviously not. Seems like they don't. I have tons and tons of questions for you. Listen, since the release of your book on December 12th, what has been some of the reaction of the readers or fans once they've read it?
Well, a lot of the fans are saying that they can't put it down. They're very pleased by the more central scenes that are in the book. It just takes them to a place. Like a couple of readers have said to me, you know, just because this happened in the book, it makes me want to get a flat tire. And anybody who has read the book would know what that expression means.
okay.
Yeah. So it's women and guys alike, like, each attributes of themselves in the book. So it's really pleasing to kind of hear that feedback, as well as saying that they can see the consensus is that the book is very visual in nature. Like, you can see it as you're reading it, you can see it. So that's, for the most part, that's the feedback, as well as the emails and phone calls that I'm getting about when is the next book coming out, because that's always a treat, which means, you know, you have their attention, and they're really anticipating the next part of the story.
Okay, now, you said the next part of the story, and again, I didn't read the book. Is your book mm-hmm. a novel, or is it a book of poetry?
It's actually a novel. It's a three-part series, and it's actually both, because the main character journals poetry. So her poetry of her adventures and escapades are in the book.
Wow. I got to get a chance to read this book now. Your manager, Danielle, is that her
Dion,
name?
Yeah.
Danielle, right?
Dion.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Dion. Yeah, I spoke to her in length about you and your career and the book, and she had very high praise for you and was very instrumental in getting you to be a guest on the show. How did you meet her, and what are some of the things that she has planned for you in 2016 as far as book signings, you know, appearances, books expos, or places where people can actually meet you and get autographed copies of your book?
I have something coming up this February 5th. I am actually in Wisconsin, Lake Geneva,
okay.
at the Lake Geneva Ski Resort. There is a weekend that's actually hosted by the Rho Gamma Rho chapter of
okay.
Omega. So it's a ski summer weekend, so I'll be there. In Wisconsin, February 5th and 6th. I do perform on the 5th. We do have some dates coming up in New York. We are actually talking to the Sex Museum about doing an event there. I'll be doing some more stuff in Chicago as well as Tennessee. I believe mid-February is Tennessee.
Well, it sounds like you're very, very busy. This year you have a lot going on. Once again, it's Who's Who in African American Lit Blog Talk Radio Show. It's your host, DJ Gas. We're here with author, poet La Erotica. She's telling us about her upcoming events and some of the places that you can actually see her perform. Before we go, once again, I want to talk about our sponsors that we have and some of the people that have been supporting us. I really want to give a big shout out to Papaya, Wagstaff, and everybody over there in the Sisters on Lit family. They have the upcoming Book Fest DC, April 23rd, 2016, at the Silver Spring Civic Center. It's from 10 a.m. to 3 a.m. And the theme is Literacy is Life on Paper. For more information on that, go to www.solbookfest.org and check that out. Also, don't forget to follow DJ Gatsby on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Get the latest in urban fiction, erotica, as well as Christian fiction and other genres of books. La Erotica, what is it that you're planning to accomplish with your career? I mean, you know, what's next for you? I see you got your first book out. You're performing live. What's next? Is there anything else on the horizon, any other dreams and aspirations that you have, you know, following this career that you have?
Yes. Like I said, I've been working with some very creative people, Day Underscore being one of them. He actually has a project called This Ain't a Mixtape That's Out, and I'm featured on Guilty Pleasure, which is one of the songs which is really hot, and because it's kind of spoken word R&B hip hop collage, so that's great. So that's kind of inspired me through my musical project that I'm working with Day Underscore on to actually do a full out musical of the book.
So wow, that's kind
of
different.
That's one of the big things. Yeah, it's gonna be. Mostly through songs and dance. So the music is ready to go, which should be released by the spring. So we're looking to do that.
Wow, that's very interesting. That's kind of different. Now, have you done any recording so far? I know a lot of the poets or spoken word artists that I've spoken to or dealt with, they have recordings on either Reverb Nation or some of these other sites where you can hear them perform their work. Are there any sites that people can hear you perform your work?
Yes, they can go to my website, iamlaerotica.com. iamlaerotica.com.
Okay. Well, now listen, I always offer poets, anybody that comes on the show, an opportunity to do a piece. Would you like to share a piece with our audience before you go? I know it's kind of spurred a moment, but if you'd like to do a piece, we definitely can.
I'm going to kill the music
so we can hear everything. Once again, it's Who's Who in African American Lit Blog Talk Radio Show. We're on the air with poet La Erotica, and she's actually going to share some of her work. So just give us the title of the piece and go right in.
The name of the piece is Invited. You're invited to a place where plush pillows await. A succulent evening of fantasy. These walls speak your language of enticing evolutionary pleasure. You're invited to stay a while. Release yourself over and over again until there is no more. Only you hold the master key. You're invited to my velvet room.
Wow. So I like that invitation. I like the invitation. Very, very nice. I like the delivery. I like the style of your poetry, and I'm looking forward to hearing more. I'm definitely going to go to the website and listen to some of your stuff. And I'd love to get a copy of that book because, you know, we do read and review all types of books. Poetry is my new love and passion right now. And it seems like you're definitely going to be one of my favorites going forward. Before we go, is there anybody you want to say a special shout out to, or any dedications or anything you want to say to your fans and listeners for all the support they've given you since your book was released?
I just want to say thank you to everyone who has supported. There are so many people who just played a big role in pushing me, Dion being one of them, my mom, the two loves of my life, Trinity and Dory. So they underscore Tasha Sampson, my sister. I mean, there's so many people I can't name. The Brazilian beauties, you know who you are. So it's been a good ride, and I want to keep everybody coming back for more.
Wow. Well, you definitely got me coming back for more. It's Who's Who in African American Lit Blog Talk Radio Show. We're on the air with a poet, La Erotica. And now, where can people go? Give us those Facebook, Twitter, Instagram sites, as well as your website. Once again, where they can follow you on social media and, you know, visit you on your website.
Okay. My website, again, is I Am La Erotica. IAMLAEROTICA.com. You can also find me on Facebook, La Erotica Poet, self out. And my Twitter and Instagram is at La Erotica. And if you have trouble with any of that, refer to my website because you'll have the link to all of those.
All right. Listen, La Erotica, thank you so much for sharing a piece with us. Thank you for coming on the show. We really appreciate it. I promise you'll come
thank
back
you
on again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let me know whatever you have. You know, you can follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. That's Jeff Gadsby, DJ Gadsby, the book critic, at all those places. Let me know what you're doing. Let me know where you're appearing.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to support you and kind of spread the word and let people know where you are, and they can follow your work. This is pretty much what I do. So
thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Send you the information, and I'll make sure you get that book this evening, okay?
Absolutely, absolutely. I would like that. And give my regards to, is it Dion?
Dion, yes.
Dion. Yeah, give my regards and mm-hmm. thank her so much for facilitating this interview.
Okay, and thank
Once
you
again,
for having me.
All right. Thank you for coming on the show. Once again, it's DJ Gatsby, Who's Who African American Lit Blog Talk Radio Show. Paul Lawrence, thank you so much for coming on. Also, a big shout out to Trinity McCain. Thank you for coming on. Before we go, got to give a big shout out to all the authors that support Who's Who African American Lit Blog Talk Radio Show, as well as my other ventures. First and foremost, LaDonna Marie. Make sure you check out her books, Until Tomorrow Comes, Lessons, Shattered Pieces Being Restored, as well as Quiet Moments with God. We want to thank Joy Line and check out her books, Institutional Freedom, Silence is Not Always Golden, A Poetic Revolution, Silence is Not Always Golden, The Power of Spoken Words. Also, big shout out to Eartha Watts Hicks. Check out her books, Love Changes. And also, Tamika Patrice Kane. Check out her books, Season of Change and The Heart of a Woman, and my personal favorite, which we're actually promoting right now, When a Man Loves a Woman. Also, a big shout-out to national best-selling author Shinobi Alexander. Check out her books, Brooklyn Unlocked 1 and 2, and the tons and tons of other books that she has. Also, don't forget my authors, George Lyon Cash. Check out his book, The Good and the Bad. He has The Good and the Bad 2 coming. Also has some books going to Kindle, The Yard, as well as The Sounds of Sing Sing Prison. And Miss Madeline Namro, she's a Polish author.
who has a series of children's books, make sure you check out her latest one, All of My Favorite Stories. Once again, it's DJ Gatsby. We had a wonderful time. You guys have been great. Make sure you check me out next Wednesday. And also, a big shout-out to my upcoming guest, Ms. Keisha Green. That's right, the one and only Keisha Green is scheduled to be on the show, as well as the ladies of Brownstone Book Club are also going to be coming on. So thanks, everybody. For your support. I love you guys, and make sure you join me next week. You've been listening to Who's Who, an African American Lit Blog Talk Radio Show with your host, Jeff DJ Gatsby Wilson. Don't forget to check out our website, www.whoshoinafricanamericanliterature.com, to find out about our TV show, more information about our radio show, as well as the other promotional, advertising, and marketing services that we provide to people in the entertainment business. Thanks again, everybody. Good night. And we'll see you next Wednesday, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Who's Who and African American Lit Blog Talk Radio Show.